This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And welcome back. Hour number three. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. This is stuff that you put all over wherever there's metal on your weapon. That's where it needs to go. This is treatment for your gun. Check them out, froglube.com. Democrats are very disheartened after yesterday's Electoral College results. Not only did Trump get certified as the next president of the United States, but Hillary Clinton actually lost ground on the total Electoral College vote spread. The faithless electors actually took votes from her. On the bright side, the worst is over. The bandage has been ripped off. Let the healing begin. I mean, can it get any worse than this? Well, for the Democrats, it might. And this is probably not the week to stop sniffing glue for them. The battle for the midterms is about to start gearing up next week. And the writing on the wall looks pretty ugly for them. It may seem unthinkable, but there's a possible path in front of them which could see the Dems losing so many seats in the Senate that they couldn't even muster a filibuster, which is assuming that we don't nuke that next month. I bring this up simply because it's just so funny to consider, because everybody's already thinking about the next election. There's some people that are just gluttons for punishment, I guess. Stuart Rothenberg at the Washington Post describes a doomsday scenario for the regional party currently lurking in a handful of coastal cities. He writes, the GOP's strong 2016 election raises a crucial question. Do Republicans have any chance of netting 8 Senate seats and a filibuster-proof majority in 2018? The incoming Senate class is unusually unbalanced. Only 8 Republican seats are up for election in 2018 compared to 25 Democratic seats, including 2 independents who caucus with the Democrats. 10 of those Democratic seats, here's the problem, 10 of those seats are in states carried by Donald Trump. Now, by any measure, Democrats are on the defensive in the next fight for Senate control. A 3-seat Democratic midterm game, which would give the party a majority, looks virtually impossible given the seats up this cycle. This is the same theory that Ed Morrissey over at Red State explored, or was that Hot Air? It was one of them. Back at the beginning of the month. And it's far from a certainty. But unless there's a major change in liberal electoral fortunes, the Democrats are going to be slugging it out in some decidedly unfriendly territory in as many as a dozen races. Mr. Rothenberg continues, bear in mind that Democrats usually do better in presidential cycles than midterms, thanks to the dynamics of turnout, and one starts to sense the disaster Sabato sees looming. There's little chance of Democrats losing the deep blue coastal states or Minnesota, especially with Amy Klobuchar, Booker defending her seat. After that, though, Democrats have a large number of seats that look at serious risk, including Indiana, Montana, North Dakota, Wisconsin, again, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and probably Florida. All of these states have Republican legislatures and went for Trump in this election. Picking up those 8 would bring the Republicans up to 60, and that's without considering what might happen in Virginia, West Virginia, and Maine, where Trump did stronger than expected and which is represented by an independent who caucuses with Democrats. This is not good. Even some of the seats that are being marked off as safe for the Democrats aren't quite as safe as they once were. See, the presidency was supposed to be safe, and it didn't turn out to be. For one thing, the Democratic map relies on Wisconsin and Michigan staying in their columns. And Donald Trump's margins of victory in those states was small. But here's the thing. He was supposed to get flattened in those states. Okay? When you're supposed to lose by 5 points and you win by two, that's a 7-point change. That's big. Well, he won them, and it was a statewide race. And Democratic turnout in the midterms is always lower to begin with. They do not turn out in the midterms. They let the presidential thing. So, could this actually happen? It's rare when the party of the sitting president picks up 8 or more seats in a midterm, but it has happened. Now, last time that happened was 1934. But it has been done. While 2016 was something of a unicorn, at least in the minds of the old way of thinking, with Trump still in office, will whatever magic that drove him through that blue wall still be brewing away? And in plus, of the last three times where the Senate swung 8 or more seats in the midterm, 86, 94, and 2014, 2 of the 3 went in the GOP's favor. And that likely ties in more with the fact that Republicans do better in the midterms than the influence of which party held the White House. And it all comes down to Trump. If Trump delivers in 2018, we could see something we've never seen. I've never seen that kind of those kind of numbers on the Republican side ever. If he can deliver on any decent number of his promises and work with the GOP leadership to get some conservative reforms in place, his voters might come around again, and even in the blue wall states. And that also depends on how strongly he chooses to get out there and campaign for the Republican challengers and push them from his bully pulpit. And is he going to be willing to do that? This is a guy that wasn't exactly treated kindly by a lot of the power players in the party these past 2 years, and he's made his disdain for this establishment quite clear. But a President Trump may prove to be a different beast. And, looking at the way he's conducting his transition and getting his cabinet together, he's looking pretty presidential to me. So I wouldn't write off the possibility of 60 or even 62 seats, given how this map is looking. If you go look at that map, go look at that map and take a look at it. I'm so tired of thinking about elections that every time somebody's writing about something like that now, I just want to grab them and start headbutting them in the middle of their face. So just shut up for a minute and give us a minute of peace, could you? But, some of these guys just have no imagination. They can't write about anything else, can't talk about anything else. And so they got to go this way. And before I forget about this, okay, just so I say it at least once in this run-up, Merry Christmas, Democrats. I would like to see your holiday be filled with joy and acceptance. I understand that there may be a whole lot of boos involved in that as well. And maybe you do need to hang on to that tube of airplane glue just for a little while longer. Although you don't have to. I mean, you can join us. I mean, it'd be okay. I know all of you like being in power and such, and listen, we got plenty of Republicans that feel the same way you do. I mean, it wouldn't be that big of a deal to try to convert you over to the, to the side of the Jedi. But come away from the dark side. Water is fine. When we get back, when to run from a training class.
your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frog lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a product that is designed to enhance the way your weapon runs in any kind of environment. Especially for you AR owners, this is the Frog Lube paste is something that you need to cake onto your bolt carrier group. Check them out at froglube.com. Come Christmas morning, there's going to be a whole lot of new gun owners in the United States. And for a lot of people, that's going to be their first rifle or their first handgun or their first shotgun. And hopefully, they will be strongly encouraged to take some sort of a firearm safety manipulation class. And after that, maybe some classes specific as to what they're going to do with this weapon. At that point, this is where things begin to get tricky for the uninitiated. I'm going to point something out that some of you probably don't remember. 40 years ago, the martial arts were known in the United States, but nothing like they are today. And then the first martial arts movie I became aware of was called The Fists of Fury, Bruce Lee. And then we had Sonny Chiba come out, Street Fighter and everything else, and then it just took off. And then where I used to live in Columbia, there was like one karate school the whole time I was there, and then all of a sudden there was 50. And these guys taught everything. They taught every martial art known to man. They taught some things like ping pong. I mean, they were just popping up everywhere. Whenever it is in vogue to be a specialist in something, well, all kinds of specialists are going to pop up. The problem is, you've got to weave your way through and find that good quality instruction. Today, there are tens of thousands of people who call themselves a firearm instructor. And, you know, their level of training, their experience, their actual teaching capability, how are you going to know what that is? That can be all over the place. There are no barriers to entry. Anyone can claim to be an instructor. So how do you get out there and figure out who's good and who are not so good? How do you figure out those who are not that good from the truly dangerous? And that's more of an art than a science, really. It's there's a few clues you can use as a guide, both before you sign up for the class and indicators when you should bail out on a class that is becoming unsafe. So when you're looking for a firearms instructor, if you find a business that's been around for a while, well, that's a good sign. Tactical Response, James Jaeger, he has been around since 1996. He's had tens of thousands of students come through his class. Some of his stuff, I do not agree with the way some of their stuff works out, okay? But you cannot talk about the level of training you get from him. And that's despite all the other stuff you may hear about him. Aaron Cowan. Same story. But then there's instructors like Mike Lau here, local where I live, who nobody's heard of, who teaches a very good class. So, I mean, there are good instructors, known and well known, not so well known. The other thing about a poor quality instructor, word's going to get around real quick on that. And they're not going to last very much. Now, if you have an instructor who, if you're looking at a class and they have like a class every 90 days, they're probably not going to be as sharp or on top of their game as some full-time instructors are going to be. You want to look at their general experience. If you look at the websites of firearms instructors, they should have a page that tells you who their instructors are, informing you of their background and qualifications. And in general, more qualifications is better than less. If they're vague about their qualifications, this is one to consider giving a pass. Some of these guys may have some specific experience. Someone may be an absolute expert in teaching the art of shooting from a moving helicopter, but that doesn't mean the same instructor is going to be your best choice for a basic pistol class or a defensive shotgun class for hunting big game with a rifle. So you need to figure out what you're going to do, and then you need to find the instructor who's going to teach you that. Most reputable instructors will be more than happy to explain their relevant background to teach a specific class. And if they can't give you credentials, you need to be looking elsewhere. Instructors need to constantly be looking for continuing education. The big difference between instruction in the civilian world versus in the military world is there's a lot of dogma in the military world that the civilian instructors are simply not encumbered by. So if these guys are constantly looking around, taking classes with other people, going to, you know, like Jaeger goes to, I think he goes to gun sight on a regular basis, or he goes to some class on a regular basis. These guys get around, they take classes with other people. And the best ones really are looking for the next technique. They really are looking for that. Reputation. If you have an instructor or shooting school that's been around for any length of time and teaches classes frequently and has both the general and specific qualifications to teach that kind of class that you are interested in, or, you know, engaged in ongoing training with other instructors who better themselves, then you're probably on the right track. Maybe. And there are some instructors in shooting schools that have developed a reputation for controversy for some of their practice and or results. If you find an instructor that promises something radically different than from what the rest of the industry is teaching, you know, there is no secret knowledge or product out there in the training world. A lot of these guys, now that we have the emergence of online reviews, look for after-action reports on these schools and find out what these guys, what people think. Cost. Good training is not going to be cheap. It's not going to be cheap. If the cost of a course is far below that of a similar class, it strongly suggests that there's something wrong. You don't get something for nothing in the firearms training industry, and competent instructors know their worth. Now, if you're taking a class and you see some unsafe actions happening, and we're talking about a threat to your life or a threat to the lives of those around you, there's a minimum of 4 safety rules that they should be following. And when we get back, I'll talk about those, simply because, well, if you're going to train, it helps if you don't get killed while you're training, and we don't want that. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. You'll be glad you did. Talking about taking a gun class. If you're going to be getting a nice brand new firearm for Christmas and everything else, and you want to take a class, we've talked about what to look for. Now we're talking about what to look for to get out. Because these kinds of classes can be dangerous. They do not need to be. And if you are, this is what you look for. This is what you're going to be looking for. So, we are all human beings, and it is true that we all make mistakes. And there might be a friend of ours that takes a class somewhere, right? Or we might decide to take a class because it's cheaper than the other training options. And we begin to negotiate with ourselves that any training is better than no training. That's not remotely true if the class you're taking is a threat to your life. And that's the thing to consider. That's the biggest thing to consider. There are a minimum of 4 safety rules that have to be adhered to in any firearms class. And these are all Coopers. All guns are always loaded. Never let the muzzle cover anything you're not willing to destroy. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on the target. Always be sure of your target. If you see a student acting in an unsafe manner on the firing line, you should call for ceasefire if there is shooting going on. That is a simple rule of thumb. Then you explain the unsafe moment to an instructor. Depending upon the severity of the safety infraction, an instructor could either fix the problem, if it's equipment related, and either remove the student from the line for remediation before returning them to class, or if the student is truly dangerous, they should be removed from the line for the remainder of the class. Like muzzling somebody. If they do that, they're done. Absolutely. And if the instructor cadre refuses to take a safety violation seriously, then you, at that point, remove yourself from your class. That's the way that goes. Now, if the instructor acts in an unsafe manner even once, it is time to pull out of the class at that moment, immediately. Do not go any further. Walk away. I've seen that happen before. I've seen video of instructors pointing unloaded guns at students. That's almost, for me, that's almost worth beating somebody up. That's what that would be worth to me. Beating somebody up would be worth that to me. Somebody pointing a gun at me, that's what that would be worth to me. Hey, look at there. Finally, everything clears up. On Windows computers, I do not like them. I really don't. There, it finally clears itself up. I don't know what that did or to what degree it did it. We'll see what happens. Examples of unsafe behavior include, but they are not limited to now, not having a medical plan in place and explained clearly to all students prior to the commencing of range work. Yeah, they need to have first aid available. Pointing a real weapon at any person or at any time for any reason, and this includes all unloaded guns. Allowing the manipulation of firearms away from the firing line. Exceptions made for areas with a backstop designated to work on malfunctioning weapons under the eye of an instructor. And strings of fire requiring movement of the entire class, not keeping the line dressed. This is where you let somebody get out in front of you. You do not want to let nobody get out in front of you. Nobody gets out in front of you. The line has got to be dressed. In the Army, we called it dressed right dress. This was us being a part of one line, shoulder to shoulder, nobody any further forward, nobody behind us, anywhere else. Gosh, Windows really does, it's not very good, is it? All of you Windows users out there, I do not mean to be offensive. I'm just having some Windows issues right now. Thankfully, the show is run by an Apple computer. That's nice. Student gets ahead of or behind a moving firing line, it exponentially increases the risk of someone getting shot. If the, you know, there's lots of things to watch out for, but the biggest thing to watch out for is safety violations. Do not be part of an unsafe class. Don't allow that to happen. When you get your new weapons, start looking around. If you're in some area, now I don't know every instructor out there, but I know lots of people that know other people. So if you have a question about should you take this class or that class, email me. I'll be happy to talk to you about that. I'll help you as best I can. Now, I get some questions, like I've had somebody email me about how to, if you're blind, where do you go for training? I honestly do not know the answer to that one. I didn't know how to reply to that. If you are the listener that emailed me about that, I apologize for not answering you because I didn't know how to answer you. I do not know who I would go to for training a blind person to shoot. That is such a highly specialized niche, I don't even know where you would go for that. But for all others, okay, for all others, I know, except for some quarters of the Northeast, I know a lot of people out there. If you're interested and you want to train and everything and you want to get my opinion, that's worth exactly what you're going to pay for it. Email me. I'll be happy to share it with you. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. While you're at it, if you want to get in on the national recognition of your right to keep and bear arms, carry guns wherever you're going for self-defense, Email me for that as well, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Training, once you start it, is great. It's fun. The drills, it's a little bit like golf because you're not really competing with anybody. You're competing with yourself. You're trying to shape a skill set that is easily lost. Very, very perishable is shooting. I and JT, we have not been to we were going to go to the range Saturday, and the weather was bad. So it's time to get out there and shoot things again. And I'm going to tie my training to shoot in with my reloading with the Crack and Pop project, which is about to go live. Stay tuned for the video coming out about it. We're going to do the unboxing maybe sometime this week. We'll see. We will see. Getting ready to hand it back to GCN one last time for the show. When we get back, we're going to talk about all this whining about the Electoral College, but that's, you know, that's my treasure right now. But training is getting ready to explode. Get in on it. Get you some good training. You'll enjoy it. It's time well spent. It's money well spent. And it's fun. We'll be right back.
Says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Check them out. So then, the Electoral College. They don't like it right now. There's a reason that we don't let children vote. But then you have these overgrown children who seem like they're 9 between their ears. Now, not too long ago in a debate, Hillary Clinton condemned Donald Trump for refusing to say that he would respect the results of this election. And she called it something no other presidential nominee had ever done, and by doing that, he's threatening our democracy. She thought that was a point to be scored. I didn't. I think he said it just to get that out of her, just to see her rile up. And that was when Clinton was sure that she would win. And going into this contest, it was never about the popular vote. Never, ever, ever. It was about the road to 270. Now, with liberals having rioted and issuing death threats against Trump electors and basically having thrown a tantrum, it's apparent that they're willing to storm the walls of the Bastille to get their way. We're looking at the most puerile display of petulance, of absolute unmitigated childishness, that the claim Hillary didn't really lose because she won the popular vote. That's the new popular liberal sentiment. Consider this. In a winner-takes-all contest, which is the states, the electoral votes of any state are determined by the popular vote. Okay? Popular vote comes out. You have a winner. You have a loser. At a certain point, it becomes mathematically impossible for the loser to catch up to the winner, so they call it. They continue to count votes. The margins go up or down. It just depends on how it works out. And they get the electoral votes. And then at that point, the popular vote doesn't matter. That's the way it's set up. Hillary Clinton and the Democrats knew this coming into this contest. They did not notice that until she lost, until she was dumbfounded at the Javits Center in New York, until she lost, she was fully happy just to wait on the accolades to come via the electoral votes. But she didn't get that. So then we fell back to what most certainly has to get out there. Rules have ramifications. Tennis has rules. Tennis has rules. You can lose. Let's say one guy wins six games out of three sets in each set. But let's say the other guy wins seven games out of two of those sets in each set. So he wins 14 games. The other person wins 18 games. However, sets are what matter. So he wins 2-1. That kind of an outcome does occur. And most of the time when people lose those kinds of matches in tennis or anywhere, nobody gets out there and says, well, we really won. Or we only lost by a yard. It's a win. It's a loss. That's what it is. And you accept the rules going in. You play by the rules. And then you lose under the rules. And that's it, period. And that's what has happened in this case. Now you've got some of the oldest Democrats that are doing just that regarding this election, though. They're out there being dishonorable and childish and unmanly and utterly pathetic. And to be clear, these overgrown juveniles have every right to lobby to change the electoral college system for future contests, misguided though that may be. But to claim you didn't really lose after you take on the process, knowing the rules and basing your strategy upon the rules and competing under them, this is not sore loser status. This is a threat to democracy, a real one. And it also reflects ignorance. Not only does the we really won claim ignore that not only would Trump and Clinton have campaigned differently had they operated based on popular vote, but voters would have behaved differently. For example, perhaps millions of blue state Republicans stayed home election day realizing their votes would be irrelevant. Nobody thought about that. And again, contests are waged based on the rules in place, not on rules not in place. We also have no idea what the popular vote total actually is, because not all the votes were counted. Some states have laws dictating that if the margin of victory is too great to be overcome by uncounted votes, such as absentee ballots, they're not counted. The reason for this imprecision is that you don't have to be precise about what is not a determining factor in the outcome. And we don't have a popular vote. As much as how in tennis, where you can win more points than your opponent but lose a match, you never know what the point total was. It wasn't counted because it was irrelevant. But then, since liberals claim this matter is about legitimacy, let's talk about illegitimate votes. According to the Cooperative Congressional Election Study, even the liberal Washington Post told us in 2014 that more than 14% of non-citizens in both the 2008 and 2010 samples indicated that they were registered to vote. And some of these non-citizens voted. And because non-citizens tend to favor Democrats, and Obama won 80% of the votes of the non-citizens in the 2008 CCES sample, I find this participation was large enough to plausibly account for Democratic victories in a few close elections. Is that legitimate? Non-citizen votes could have given Senate Democrats the pivotal 60th vote needed to overcome filibusters in order to pass health care reform and the other Obama administration priorities in the 111th Congress. Was that legitimate? Is that legitimate? So, quite laughably, the liberals want to label Trump's victory illegitimate based on a popular vote that itself is known to be illegitimate. And the vote fraud is unproven and hardly ever occurs. Spare me that. When you've got liberals having pushed Jill Stein's recount efforts with a jihadist-like zeal, this claim is more hollow than ever. The real threat to our nation, they are the real threat to the nation. The liberals illustrate it well, being that men of intemperate minds who cannot be free, and whose passions forge their fetters. In other words, these guys can't control themselves. Like a child losing privileges due to irresponsibility, if people prove too immature to govern themselves, they will ultimately lose the power to do so. And that's why it's too bad voting rights can't be granted based on mental age. It might save our republic. But no matter. It does not matter. It is all done now at this particular point. When we get... I'm not going to talk about election stuff at all in the beginning of in January of 2017. I'm not talking about any of it. None of it. I'm so sick of it. It's just going to be about gun stuff and the other nonsense that we get from these temps. These temps in nice jackets. Well-cut jackets. I love it. So... One more time before we go away this evening. Well, I got time to bring that up. If you're into the national recognition of your right to carry your weapon wherever you go, if you've been vetted in your state, or you just believe in constitutional carry or whatever you want to call it, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. This is a joint Ammo Land, Arborless Quarrel, Lock and Load endeavor. We're going to push this. We're going to throw this to the executive branch when the new one gets there. And we're looking for, we're not looking for a federal firearms permit. This is something altogether different. We don't want one of those. The feds need not have it. We'll be back one more time before Christmas in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.